with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A top Danish official says a fundamental disagreement over Greenland remains with President Trump. That's after talks in Washington today with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The two sides did agree to create a working group to discuss ways to work through those differences. President Trump, meanwhile, insisting the U.S. must acquire Greenland.
Writing on his social media site, the president said the U.S. needs Greenland for national security reasons, and anything less than American control, he said, is unacceptable. He went on to say that NATO should help the U.S. with the acquisition. Otherwise, he warned, Russia or China could gain control, and he has vowed not to let that happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran has signaled fast trials and executions are in store for those who detained in those nationwide protests. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
I think that because Obama did nothing when they had the last serious uprising, this time Trump has promised to go in and help them. Now, I suspect it will be behind the scenes.
The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency reports 2,571 people have been killed in the government crackdown so far. A proposed California billionaires tax has ignited a political firestorm in the Silicon Valley and beyond.
The plan is to tax the accumulated wealth of California billionaires. Large healthcare union is attempting to place a proposal before the voters in November. It would impose a one-time 5% tax on billionaires' assets. The money would be used to backfill federal funding cuts to healthcare services. Such proposals are popular within Democratic constituencies, but there are fears that billionaires would flee the state, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to block the measure. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Christians around the world are keeping a close eye on Iran. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The country's failing economy has triggered weeks of protests to start the new year, and the Islamic government has responded by killing hundreds and jailing thousands. Some experts think the regime will fall, and that could change Iran's status as one of the most dangerous places to be a Christian. Evangelical leaders in the U.S. and in other nations are urging believers to be in prayer for Iran and its Christian minority as the protests continue. Michael Harrington reporting.
While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have made up their minds. An AP NORC poll finds about 6 in 10 adults strongly or somewhat favor state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams. Just 2 in 10 are strongly or somewhat opposed to such laws. And about 1/4 of poll respondents didn't have an opinion. About half the states now have statutes banning males from playing against girls. This is SRN News. 6 puppies in rural Washington state will soon be up for adoption after being revived after a suspected drug overdose, and some of them might go home with the fire station staff who saved them. Sky Valley Fire Battalion Chief Brandon Vargas says the puppies were pretty sick when they showed up.
The initial 3 were unresponsive, so they were just limp, barely breathing, not moving around, not making any sound. You know, they all three of them presented the same exact way. The one that got chest compressions was barely breathing. And then the other 2 were breathing a little faster.
And they say there have been a number of other cases nationwide where pets have been saved after being exposed to fentanyl or other opioids in the homes where they're living. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.